We are on the record.
Good afternoon. Today is June 25th, 2025. It's approximately 4 p.m. and we're here under case number 125-0116. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded by audio only. The recording will be uploaded to the city's website for those who wish to hear it at a later time. And at this point, we have only one person in the hearing. So I'm going to ask Kevin Boyle to please unmute himself and please state and spell his full name for the record.
Hello, just want to make sure. Can you hear me?
I can.
I have been having some weird microphone issues today. My name is Kevin Boyle. That's K-E-V-I-N-B-O-Y-L-E. I am a parking code enforcement officer for the City of Portland, Portland Bureau of Transportation, and my pronouns are he, him.
And for the record, the appellant has not appeared. I'm looking at Exhibit 3, which is the notice of today's hearing that was sent out on June 23rd, and that was sent to the appellant at the email address that he provided. So I am finding that the appellant had the appropriate notice of today's hearing. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I'm a neutral decision maker. I'm a city employee, but I do not work for parking enforcement or the Bureau of Transportation. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. And in this case, I did send a notice out or an order out that was actually just sent yesterday. The appellant initially filed the request for this hearing on June 23rd. And again, the notice went out on the same day, June 23rd. Since then, the city filed their documents and the appellant filed an amended request for hearing, and that was submitted yesterday. And in there, the appellant indicated that he was not the owner of the vehicle. I therefore issued an order, which is Exhibit 16, which noted that only the person who owns the car or has an interest in the car has a right to request a hearing. So if you want to request a hearing, you either need the owner's permission or you either have to be the owner, have a financial interest, or get the owner's permission to represent the owner at this hearing. I did order that the appellant upload proof of that to the case management system. The appellant has not done that. I also indicated that alternatively, the appellant could have the owner present at the hearing and give permission for the appellant to testify on the owner's behalf. And none of that has happened. So at this point, I am finding that the appellant does not have a right to a hearing. And so that will conclude today's hearing, and I will be issuing a written order that says that. This case was vehicle is still in storage, or was at the point when the appellant filed the case. So this is the appellant's notice that without having a hearing and me being able to find in the appellant's favor that storage of the vehicle and tow costs are at the appellant's cost. So they should get up the vehicle out of storage as soon as possible. Thank you for appearing today, Officer Boyle, and we'll end the call. Thank you.